The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back to it from Frankfort High School. Our boys' game is coming up in just a few minutes. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks so much for tuning in. If you're just joining us, our girls' contest was Hanover getting the win 59-45. So Hanover looking for a sweep tonight if they can knock out the Frankfort Wildcats in the boys' contest. Hanover, the number one team in 1A Division II, they have won 27 straight games going back to last season where they won the state championship, one of just a few teams in school history to win the TBL regular season, TBL tournament, and the state championship. So obviously, by far and away the best team right now in 1A D2 is Hanover. But don't count out this Frankfort team who comes in at 5-1. They are also 2-0 in TBL play. Frankfort right now number 7 in Class 1A Division 1 according to the KBCA. And this one should be a lot of fun. High pace. Both of these teams averaging well over 50 points per game. Hanover winning by an average score of roughly 59-35. Frankfort's average margin of victory is 12-53-41. So two of the best in the TBL right now going at it tonight. The second game of our doubleheader, our broadcast brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. We'll get you the starting lineups, and then we'll break for the national anthem, so stay with us. But let's get you right now the starters for tonight's game, and we'll start with the visiting number one ranked Hanover Wildcats. Corey Jensen is their head coach. They'll go like this. Keegan Demler is a 6'2 senior. Josh Zarabicki is a 6'2 junior. Emmett Juneman, returning first-team All-League player from a year ago, the 6'1 senior, averaging 14 points per game. Braylon Stahlbaumer is a 6-foot senior. And then Philip Dembley is a 6'4 senior. So for Corey Jensen's group, it's Demler, Zarabicki, Juneman, Stahlbaumer, and Debley. For Frankfort and head coach Ben Steinlogge, they'll go like this. Cody Rogers is a 5'8 senior. Samuel Gross is a 6'4 senior. Caden Dollinghouse, a 5'11 senior. Ethan Armstrong is a 6-foot senior. And same goes, 6-foot senior is Keller Olson. So again, for Frankfort, it's Rogers, Gross, Dollinghouse, Armstrong, and Olson. Samuel Gross, the leading scorer, at over 12 points per game. He averages nearly a double-double, averaging over 9 rebounds a contest. Josh Zarabicki, the 6'2 junior, leading the way for Hanover, averaging a stout double-double at 14 points and nearly 11 rebounds per game. In Hanover, they have won 27 straight going back to last year. Frankfurt, they have won 4 straight themselves after an early loss to Wabunsee, as they went 3-1 and finished second in the Wabunsee Invitational to start the season. We'll step aside for the national anthem. Tip off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
K-M-T-A. Ganzaland Radio.
All right, let's do it. Tip-off coming up in just a matter of moments. Frankfurt and Hanover tonight, two ranked teams. Hanover, the number one ranked team in 1AD2. Frankfurt, number seven in 1AD1. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman from a packed Frankfurt High School. Both teams have good crowds tonight. Frankfurt at 5-1. Hanover, 27 straight defending state champs. And we got a good one tonight. It's Gross and Debley on the tip-off, and it's tipped out of bounds, and Debley a little too strong on that tip, and it goes out of bounds, and it goes to Frankfurt, the opening possession of tonight's ball game. Pretend like you're turning your volume dial down from right to left. That's the direction that Frankfurt is going in the first half. Hanover counters as if you're turning up the knob left to right. So Hanover on the defensive end to start. Ethan Armstrong with the touch. They reverse the basketball to Rogers. They want to go inside quickly to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse kicks it back out near turnover, but Olsen chasing it down. Here's Dollinghouse, a short two. That one no good. And an aggressive rebound taken away by Emmett Juneman. Rocking the white headband with the flowing locks and the knee brace as well. Nice little dump pass inside. Could have been a travel, no call. Missed opportunity there and a rebound for Samuel Gross. So both teams missing their opening shots, and there's a lazy pass and a turnover by Frankfurt, and then Hanover turns it over right back. So kind of a frantic pace here in the early going. Both teams with a missed shot and a turnover, and we've played 42 seconds. So Frankfurt with it, no score, just getting going tonight. Hanover is a long athletic team. They extend out this 2-3 zone. Pass deflected out of bounds by Braylon Stahlbaumer. This Hanover team is so good on the glass, averaging nearly 40 rebounds per game. They have multiple guys averaging over 7 rebounds per game. Zarebnicki averaging nearly 11 per. Frankfurt averaging 53 points per game. Rogers swings it left side. This is Olsen, wants to take it in with some contact, and a difficult shot is up and good. Correction, that was Ethan Armstrong. And Frankfurt's on the board first. They lead it 2-0. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Zarebnicki. Hop step inside, backdoor pass, layup no good by Dimler, and a rebound for Keller Olsen. Here's Rogers, swings it right side to Armstrong. Puts it on the dribble, waist high with the left hand, going inside to Dollinghouse. He lost the handle in a turnover. And then Hanover nearly turning it over right back. What hustle there by Dollinghouse, and he's going to force, I believe, a jump ball, and he will. And the possession arrow keeps it with Hanover. Fortunate for them, that was a near turnover. Great hustle there by Dollinghouse to get the near steal. So Hanover, a little slow start, down 2-0, 6:20 to go, first quarter. Here is Juneman to Dimler, top of the key to Debley. Debley holds it at the hip, one dribble, picks it up right side. Here on the wing, it is Juneman. Wants to curl, got away with a push off there, no call. Debley in the right corner, he wants to curl inside, split two defenders. Nice backdoor cut, shot blocked at the rim. Dimler gets it back and then throws it away. Another turnover by Hanover. Here comes Frankfurt with a 2-0 lead and a bump and a foul. Far side of the floor, stops the clock at 5:56. It's our first foul of the game. Josh there, Mickey picks it up, his first. So far side, Frankfurt set to throw it in, leading 2-0 early. Hanover won the lone matchup last year, 74-53. Defending state champions and won 27 straight. Their lone loss last year was in December to Centralia. They won 21 straight, including the state title to close out the year. There's a whistle and a foul inside, and two free throws coming up for Frankfurt. It'll be Caden Dollinghouse who will go to the line to shoot two. Philip Debley picks up the foul. That's his first, team foul number two. So Caden Dollinghouse, the 5'11 senior, 64.5% free throw shooter, first one up and in. And it's a 3-0 Frankfurt lead, 5:41 left in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way, and the second one is good. So 2-for-2, Caden Dollinghouse, and it's a 4-0 Frankfurt lead early on here in the first quarter. Hanover still looking for their first basket. Here's Zarebnicki driving in, turns, shot is up, no good, and a strong rebound ripped away by Samuel Gross. So Frankfurt back to it. Cody Rogers up the floor, picks up the dribble, left side. This is Armstrong, who makes a nice cut inside. Shot blocked from behind, but Gross gets his own miss, and then it's blocked again. And then a whistle and a foul. It's a third opportunity. And that's going to rile up the crowd. Gross already has four rebounds, but he probably wishes he had that last opportunity back, as Dollinghouse is going to go back to the line to shoot two. Demler picks up the foul, his first, team third. Dollinghouse's free throw is up and in, so a 5-0 start here for Frankfurt. 3 points for Dollinghouse, two for Ethan Armstrong. Second one is up, short, rebound Hanover, and Stahlbaumer collects. 5-0, Frankfurt in front. Here's Zarebnicki, short corner left, gets it back out to Debley, high left on the wing. Curls inside on Gross, gets all the way to the block, picks up his dribble, gets it out to Juneman for three, bottom, holds it up high for everyone to know. Juneman knocks in his sixth triple of the season, Hanover on the board, they trail 5-3. Here's a drive inside, pass by hit, skips it to Juneman, left corner, drives baseline all the way to the rim, and Gross says no thank you, swats that one into the back post, and out of bounds, Hanover keeps it. 4.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Good pace. 5-3, the Frankfurt lead. Juneman to throw it in. Holding, gets it off to Debley. Turns on Gross, fades, and banks it home. Philip Debley. His first basket. So a 5-0 start by Frankfurt. And the last five scored by Hanover. We're tied at 5 at 4:20 left here in the first. Here's Rogers holding it high. Gets it top of the key to Olsen. We'll get our first sub at the next dead ball. This is Ethan Armstrong, high right on the wing, curls around the arc and bouncing a pass that's kicked by Demler. And our first sub will be Lane Luizzo, the 6-foot freshman into the game for Frankfurt. He will replace Keller Olsen. So Luizzo in as we come up on the halfway point here in quarter number one in a 5-5 tie. Here's Armstrong, gets to the free throw line, and he travels with it. Four turnovers now in the quarter for Frankfurt. Hanover gets it back, tied at 5, a chance to take the lead. So we have passed 4 minutes left here in the first. Demler, Juneman go back and forth with it. As Demler has it, right back to Juneman, left side. Steps in after a ball fake, kicks it right side. Stahlbaumer a triple, Stahlbaumer connects. Stahlbaumer actually his first triple of the season. It gives the Hanover Wildcats an 8-5 lead. And then Frankfurt with a lazy pass out of bounds by Rogers and another turnover by Frankfurt. Hanover with a little bit of momentum and we get a whistle and a timeout. They think we'll keep it right here. We got 3:31 left in this first quarter. Frankfurt scored the first five, but Hanover has scored the last eight. 8-5 Hanover. Our score here in the first. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. For just joining us, the Hanover girls won the first game, defeating Frankfurt by a final score of 59-45, improving their record to 6-1 overall. The loss by Frankfurt drops them to 4-3. The Hanover boys are 6-0, number one ranked in 1AD2, Frankfurt in at 5-1, and number seven in 1AD1. So out of the timeouts, 8-5, the Hanover lead. They're on an 8-0 run. They will have the basketball going from left to right. Three by Juneman, three by Stahlbaumer, two by Debley, three from Dollinghouse, and two from Armstrong, the scoring so far in the first quarter. Debley gets it inside, working on Gross, spins back inside, nearly banked it in, a whistle and a foul on the play. I think it's on the rebound attempt, and they're going to get Debley with his second. That's team foul number four against Hanover. So Frankfurt gets it back, down 3, 8-5 our score, 3:15, clock moving first quarter. Rogers gets it inside, kicks it back out top of the key to Dollinghouse, into the corner for Gross from downtown. That one no good. Debley the rebound. Here comes Juneman in the full court transition, lays it up and in. Emmett Juneman averaging 14 a game. He's got five, and real quick on the other end, the layup is up and in by Caden Dollinghouse, who has five as well, and it's 10-7 Hanover. Quick three by Dimmler's no good. Tipped around, Dollinghouse the rebound for Frankfurt. There's a shot that tipped underneath and then saved, and it's going to be Hanover basketball. We'll slow up the pace, a 10-7 lead, 2:35 left, and then a carry is called on Derek Mickey, so turnover number three by Hanover. Keller Olson checks back into the game for Frankfurt. We also get Chase Bruna into the game for Hanover as Loizo comes out after a quick minute. 10-7, Frankfurt with the ball down three. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first. Good pace by both teams. Right side, it's Keller Olson. Holds it high, skips it here to the near side to Gross. Ball fakes left. Back to the top of the key, it goes to Armstrong. Armstrong splits two, lost the handle, turns in the paint, kicks it back out to Olson. Nice ball fake to the elbow. Jump shot is up, and it's good. Keller Olson, his first basket. It's a one-point game, 10-9. Hanover leads with the basketball. 2 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Juneman. Throws it high right to Dimmler. Dimmler puts it on the dribble. Had it knocked away by Gross and a steal. Gross comes away with it. He wants to go all the way himself, and he lays it in for two. Samuel Gross, his first bucket. Frankfurt has retaken the lead at 11-10. Get a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on Frankfurt. They call this one on Dollinghouse. That's his first. Actually, the first foul on Frankfurt here in the ball game. So Hanover on the side out. Loizo checks back in. He replaces Dollinghouse, who's off to a nice start with 5 points in the first quarter. Frankfurt leads 11-10. A minute 40 left here in the first quarter. Pass deflected, intercepted by Loizo, who just checked in. The freshman with a steal. Another turnover by Hanover. Frankfurt with the one-point lead and the ball. Here's Olson, a left corner three. It's pure. Keller Olson with 5 points, and the lead is four for Frankfurt at 14-10. And another pass deflected, but right place, right time, but then a missed layup. Second opportunity is up and in for Braylon Stahlbaumer, who saved the day there for Hanover. 14-12, Frankfurt by two. Coming up on the final minute here in the first. Here's Armstrong trying to bounce one inside, deflected into the left corner for Gross, who steps in, floats along two. That one's no good. A rebound for Dimmler. Here's Dimmler up the floor. 50 seconds to go. Hanover down two with the ball. Steps in the lane underneath. Stahlbaumer reverse layup. Trickles off the rim. No good. And a second chance opportunity by Dimmler is up and no good, but he draws the foul and will shoot two. Stops the clock at 44 seconds remaining. The fouls on Ethan Armstrong, his first, team foul number two. Dimmler is a 63% foul shooter, and he is out on the first free throw. No good. Rims in and out. Caden Dollinghouse back into the game. He'll replace the 5'8 senior and Cody Rogers. Dimmler looking for his first point. Free throw is up and good, so he goes 1-for-2. And it's a one-point Frankfurt lead with 40 seconds left here in the first. 14-13 our score. Gross in the left corner, back out on the wing to Armstrong. Kicks it right side to Dollinghouse. Pass deflected, nearly intercepted. But Armstrong gets it back to Dollinghouse. They want to reverse the basketball. And tipped out of bounds. Good help side defense there by Dimmler. With 23 seconds left, Frankfurt will throw it in far side of the floor. 14-13, Frankfurt by one. Hanover with 27 straight wins, going back to last year's state championship run. There's a deflection and a steal. Hanover wants to go coast to coast, and it's an easy layup for Emmett Juneman, who's got seven. They take the lead, 15-14, 13 seconds remaining. Top of the key, it's Dollinghouse directing traffic. Now 8 seconds to go. Gets it off to Armstrong left side. Down to 4 seconds. Gets it back to Armstrong. Dollinghouse trying to go up to Gross. It's tipped out into the corner. No shot up in time, and that's the end of the first quarter. Great pace in the first 8 minutes and a one-point lead for Hanover. 15-14 our score, a timeout. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
How about that exciting first quarter between Hanover and Frankfurt? Hanover a 15-14 lead as we start the second 8 minutes. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Game tonight presented by Peru State College. And Frankfurt with it to start the second quarter. Top of the key to Dollinghouse. Will stay in the zone. Over the top to Gross. He missed the alley-oop, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. Four for Samuel Gross and five rebounds. And Frankfurt retakes the lead at 16-15. Judeman, nice short corner pass inside. A lot of contact. And there's a bump and a foul, which will put Braylon Stahlbomber to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Frankfurt foul on Cody Rogers, his first, team foul number three. Stahlbomber, 67% free throw shooter, averaging 7 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game. He misses the first free throw. Second is up and gets that one with a kind roll, so he's 1-for-2 there. We're tied at 16, 6 points for Stahlbomber. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Here's Armstrong. Spins it to Olsen in the right corner. Comes back out to Dollinghouse, high right. Top of the key to Rogers. Looks left. Goes back right on the wing to Olsen, who wants to take a hard drive inside. Took a lot of heat and contact and draws the foul. He'll shoot two. The Hanover foul is on Josh Zarebnicki, his second. Team foul number five. So Olsen at the line to shoot two. First one is up, and the first one is good. So Olsen with six in the first half. He's averaging 11 points per game, nearly seven rebounds as well. So certainly strong numbers for him. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Dimmler. 17-16, Frankfurt by one. 50 seconds into the second quarter. Going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a foul against Emmett Judeman after he had a pass tipped and then he bumped into a Frankfurt player. And they're going to call the foul on Judeman. That's his first, team foul number six. So Frankfurt's in the bonus the rest of the way in terms of the first half. 17-16 their lead. Hanover has won 27 straight games coming into tonight. Defending state champs getting a battle here early. That one tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt, so a turnover. We'll give it back to Hanover. 6:53 and counting, first half, 17-16 Frankfurt. Here's Dimmler, works around a screen with Judeman. Good defense, and then chucked into the corner, but way out of bounds, and a Hanover turnover. We'll give it right back to Frankfurt with a one-point lead. 17-16 our score, 6:44 left in the second quarter. Here is Cody Rogers, angles left, had it knocked away by Judeman. Good defense there, but Rogers gets it back. He's sitting on his butt, and he's going to be called for a travel. Already eight first-quarter turnovers, or first-half turnovers, I should say, by Frankfurt. Six in the first quarter, now too early here in the second quarter. 17-16 Frankfurt, 6.5 minutes left in the half. Right side to Stahlbommer. Dimmler gets it back on the wing. They go to Debley inside. Turns on Gross and missed the layup, but gets his own rebound. Missed it again. Gets it back once again. Gets it up and in one more time. He had four opportunities. Debley had four rebounds and four opportunities essentially there, and he missed them all. And Gross gets the rebound and clears for Frankfurt. That one's knocked away, but Hanover's back with a turnover. Juniman coast-to-coast layup good. 9 points for Juniman, and Hanover back in front, 18-17. A wild sequence there. Here is Armstrong, who swings it back into the backcourt, tips it out of bounds, and another Frankfurt turnover. So Frankfurt starting to get a little inconsistent here. Four second quarter turnovers already. We haven't even played 2.5 minutes. 18-17 Hanover. Here's Juniman. Thought about a three. Stahlbommer now with it. Dimmler in the right corner. Gets it off to Chase Bruna. Back to Juniman left side. Man-to-man defense by Frankfurt. Here is Chase Bruna in the corner for three. Strong, no good. And Gross high for the rebound. And a whistle and a foul underneath on Hanover. This one on Stahlbommer, his first. So that'll put Samuel Gross to the line on the other end for a 1-1. Chance to take the lead here. Frankfurt down one, 18-17 the score, 5:19 left in the first half. Gross's free throw is no good. Rebound Debley. Hanover pushing with pace up the floor. Bruna curls to the free throw line from the left corner. Bounces it off to Juniman, who gets to the elbow. Backs out left wing. Stahlbommer left corner. Curls in the lane. And a lot of contact. And they call an offensive foul. So Stahlbommer picks up his second. Good defense by Dollinghaus to set up and take the brunt of the charge. And Frankfurt gets it back. Down one. 18-17, 5:03 left until halftime. Hanover led 15-14 after one. The scoring has certainly slowed down here through 3 minutes of the second quarter. Hanover's been called for 8 fouls so far. Frankfurt just 3. Rogers had it bounced inside. Gross kept it alive. Here's Armstrong with a nice bounce pass to Rogers. His layup is good on the backside. Cody Rogers, his first bucket. Frankfurt back in front, 19-18. 4:40 and counting first half. Here's Dimmler. Left alone. His floater is short. Debley, though, the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. 4 points and already 6 rebounds for Debley. Hanover the lead back at 20-19. Skip to Olsen. Left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Dollinghaus. Gross gets it short corner left. Takes a couple steps in, stops on the double team, and gets it back out to Olsen, who wants to drive in. Had it knocked away, and a steal by Debley. And then we get a whistle and a jump ball. Hanover fans not happy, and even Emmett Juniman was telling head coach Corey Jensen to settle down because he did not like the call. Wanted a foul, but the possession gives it back to Hanover regardless. So a 1-point lead for Hanover and the ball. Dimmler having some trouble top of the key. Gets it off to Stahlbommer. Backdoor cut looking for Bruna. Off his hands and out of bounds. And a turnover by Hanover. Turnovers piling up for both teams here in the first half. As it's gotten a little sloppy on both sides. 20-19, Hanover by one. 3:56 left in this first half. Josh Zarebnicki back in the game. He'll replace Chase Bruna. A chance for Frankfurt to retake the lead. Cody Rogers dribbles into a double team and then has to try to get it to his teammates, and he throws it into the backcourt, and it's another turnover. That is 12 first half turnovers for Frankfurt, and yet they're only down one to the number one team in the state. Hanover with a 20-19 lead, 3:45 left. In the first half, here is Juniman. Brings it near side, fakes the handoff, gets to the short corner, backs him down, swings it left side. Here's a three by Zarebnicki. It is short. Rebound collected by Frankfurt's Ty Smith, the freshman, who is now into the ball game. Chance for Frankfurt again to retake the lead. Here's Rogers. Bounce pass to Armstrong. Had his shot blocked inside, and he's the last one to touch it. And Debley with the block, and it will be Hanover basketball. Keller Olsen back into the game as Ty Smith, the quick breather, after a quick minute on the floor. So Hanover gets it back, a one-point lead, 3:10 to go here until halftime. Here's Dimler, a deep three, short, and a battle for the rebound underneath, and we get a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Stahlbomber here, which would be his third. There should be a one-and-one scenario, as this will put Cody Rogers to the line to shoot these free throws. 3:06 left until halftime. 20-19, Hanover by one. Cody Rogers a chance to either tie or give his team the lead here as Chase Bruna is back into the game for Stahlbomber, who just picked up his third foul. Cody Rogers, 2 points here in the first half. He's a 67% free throw shooter. The lefty spins, fires, and too strong, missed it. And Dimler the rebound. Dimler, right side here to Debley. Debley hands it off to Bruna, curls to the elbow, hesitates, gets in the lane, backing down Rogers, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Rogers here, and the sarcastic cheers by the Hanover fans. I feel like they have been salted here in the first half in terms of the officiating. And they get the foul on Gross. Here's a left corner three out of the timeout, or out of the inbounds play. No good. Rebound for Dollinghouse. Keller Olsen turns down an open three, nearly turns it over, but gets it back out to Dollinghouse high right, who looks for Gross inside, but too much on the pass, and another turnover. We've been stuck on 20-19 for what feels like a century. In all reality, probably just a couple of minutes of game time. We're down to 2.5 minutes left here in the second. Hanover leading 20-19. Here's a shot inside that's up and in. Josh Zarebnicki, his first basket. Now all five starters have scored for Hanover. And their lead is three at 22-19. Here's Olsen, gets inside, left his shot short, rebound Zarebnicki. Here comes Hanover in a three-point lead. Zarebnicki backing down Gross, and a blocking foul is called. I think it's on the floor. Gross disagrees. So Gross has picked up now his second foul. I think we get a timeout for Hanover. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 2:03 left in this first half. Hanover leads it 22-19. Game tonight presented by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. 9 points from Emmett Judiman to lead the way for Hanover. They got 6 from Braylon Stahlbomber. Frankfurt is led in scoring right now by Keller Olsen with 6. Caden Dollinghouse has 5. Samuel Gross has 4. It's a very good pace in this first half, but not much scoring here in the second quarter. It was a 15-14 Hanover lead after 1. So it's a 7-4 advantage. For a 7-5 advantage, excuse me, for Hanover here in the second quarter. Both teams have piled up turnovers here in the first half. Hanover, the number one team in 1A-D2, defending state champions, getting a battle from this Frankfurt team. That's number 7 in 1A-D1. Out of the timeout, Hanover with it. They get it to Dimler at the elbow. Beautifully set piece! And it's laid up and in by Zarebnicki. Well designed by Corey Jensen during the timeout. Hanover now their largest lead at 5 at 24-19. We're at 1:45 to go. Here's Olsen, right side to Ty Smith, who's in the ball game. Skips it here, left side to Dollinghouse. Here's Olsen, hop steps in the lane, puts up a difficult shot, no good. And the offensive rebound collected by Rogers. He'll keep it alive for Frankfurt. Another opportunity here. Dollinghouse top of the key, gets it back to Rogers, left side on the wing to Smith. Smith curling, nearly lost it, gets it back though, collects, needs to find someone to get it off to, his pass deflected and intercepted, another turnover. Here's a layup in transition that rolls off the rim, but the offensive rebound is up and in by Judiman. He's into double figures with 11. It's a 7-point lead at 26-19. Inside Armstrong, and he's going to be called for a travel. Boy. That's now 9 second quarter turnovers for Frankfurt. That they're only down 7 at 26-19. Now down to the final minutes here until halftime. Here's Dimler, right side on the wing. They go to Debley inside, turns, and gets by a defender and banks it in from straight on. Debley with 6, and over building, their lead is now 9 at 28-19. We got 40 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. So a strong push to end the half by Hanover after Frankfurt had gone back and forth with them really the first quarter and a half. Here's Rogers, left side. It's Olsen. Dribbles through 2, takes it all the way up and in with the right hand. Keller Olsen with 8. We're down to 20 seconds, and Rogers comes away with a steal. Rogers wants to float one with the left hand, and it's money. 4 quick points, and the lead is down to 5. 28-23, 10 seconds to go for Hanover. Zarebnicki gets in the lane, missed the shot, no good. Dollinghouse the rebound. 3 seconds to go, and I think we're going to have a foul on the floor with just a second and a half left, which will put Frankfurt at the line to shoot 2. They get it on Chase Bruna. So Dollinghouse nearly almost got the shot up to where he would have shot 3 after shooting it from about half court, but they called it on the floor. So it's a 2-shot foul. 28-23, make it 28-24. Dollinghouse has 6 and is 4 of 5 at the line. Just 1.3 seconds remaining. So a spurt by Frankfurt after getting down 9. The free throw is missed. Rebound by Debley, who throws it deep with the right hand, and that one's off no good. And we have collected ourselves and gathered here at the end of the first half. What a good one here. The number one ranked Hanover Wildcats leading the Frankfurt Wildcats by a score of 28-24. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Time to catch your breath. Halftime is next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
It's SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here, and we got a good one from Frankfurt as Hanover, the number one team in 1A D2, defending state champions, in a dogfight. 28-24, the Hanover lead is four, as we are here at the half, presented, of course, by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman back in studio, Brandon Tabman with you as well. Get you caught up on the first half numbers as Hanover again leads it 28-24. Hanover led 15-14 after one. They outscored Frankfurt 13-10 in the second quarter, and we sit 28-24 Hanover. Emmett Juneman led the way, first half for Hanover. He had 11 points. They got six apiece from Braylon Stahlbaumer and Philip Debley. Debley also had seven first half rebounds. They also got 4 points from Josh Zarebnicki and Dimmler with one. Just a 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line, but he's also got six first half rebounds. 8 for Keller Olsen to lead Frankfurt. They also got 6 from Caden Dollinghouse. They got 4 apiece from Cody Rogers and Samuel Gross, and then 2 by Ethan Armstrong. The rebound numbers, Hanover out-rebounding Frankfurt 18-13. Frankfurt, though, committed 15 first-half turnovers, yet they're only down 4. Hanover themselves had 9 in the first half. Frankfurt 5-10 from the free-throw line, and Hanover connected on a 2-4 from the charity stripe. Hanover leads it 28-14 at the half. More halftime coverage in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
KMZA.
A few more minutes here at the half. Frankfurt's at home, trailing to number one ranked Hanover, 28-24. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. A few more minutes before the start of the second half. Get you a few scores that we got for you. Some finals from earlier tonight in girls action. If you missed it, it was Hanover in the first game defeating Frankfurt 59-45. Hanover improves to 6-1. Frankfurt drops to 4-3. Couple girls finals in the Big 7. Hiawatha improves to 7-0. They beat Perry LeCompton 64-36. That game on 103.9 KNZA. Nemaha Central closed out their game against Fulton on a 20-2 run. They beat the Wildcats 49-30. Nemaha Central now 4-3. And then Sabetha wins their second straight. They knock off Royal Valley 53-39. And then in the Northeast Kansas League, a final for you, Jefferson County North gets their third win. They knock off Valley Falls 49-40. In our score here at the half, in the boys game, it's Hanover 28, Frankfurt 24. We'll take one final 2-minute timeout, and the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, if we get what we got in the first half between these two, should be in store for a fantastic ball game. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Boys game getting ready to start the second half. Hanover here on the road, leading Frankfurt 28-24. Hanover came into tonight's game winners of 27 straight going back to last season. Of course, they went 24-1 and closed out that season with 21 straight wins en route to a state championship. Frankfurt, they have won four straight coming into tonight and sit at 5-1, and we are underway here in the second half. Frankfurt with the basketball. Quick drive inside. The floater is up and in for Ethan Armstrong. He's got four, and the lead is two for Hanover at 28-26. First possession for Hanover. It's Juneman trying to split two. Gets backed out to the short corner, works it underneath and lays it up and in, and yells out a scream as well with a little emotion. He's got 13, and the lead back to four at 30-26. Both teams get buckets on their opening possessions of the second half. There's a block shot inside, and then Debley stepped on the line after getting the rebound and turns it over. So Frankfurt fortunate because Hanover was off and running. 30-26, our score. 40 seconds into this third quarter. Pass deflected. Gross going out to get it, and then we get a whistle and a foul. Good sportsmanship between Gross and Juneman there. So the foul is on Juneman, his second. First foul the second half on either team. The Hanover lead is four, 30-26. Frankfurt with the basketball. This half going from left to right. Top of the key, it's Olsen. One dribble, picks it up, swings it back left side to Dollinghouse on the wing. Kind of steps back towards the sideline, picks up the dribble. Now a long chest pass here to the near side corner to Armstrong. Armstrong with a hesitation dribble, gets it off to Rogers. They leave him open for three, short. Battle for the rebound, far side though. It's brought down by Stahlbaumer. Hanover wants to push the pace. There, Nicky kept it from going out. Debley gets inside, turns on Gross, gets it back out to Juniman. 4-point Hanover lead. 6:40 and counting, third quarter. Zarebnicki will fire a deep three. That one is no good. And then the rebound is tipped out of bounds, but it somehow stays in. Debley gets it, and he's going to be called for a travel. Not sure how that one stayed in. Ended up into the hands of Debley. Frankfurt gets it back down four. 30-26, under 6.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Dollinghouse. They get it to Olsen. Gross, short corner. Now Armstrong with it left side on the wing. Hanover continues their length with that zone defense. Here's Dollinghouse. Left the floater short. Airballed it, but Rogers able to get the rebound. Gets it off to Gross, and they'll reset. Dollinghouse again left his feet and draws some contact and a foul. It should put Dollinghouse to the free throw. 4-6 from the line in the first half. He had 6 points. So the foul is against Stahlbaumer, who now has four. So he's going to have to go out of the game. Free throw in and out, no good for Dollinghouse. So Chase Bruna checks in for him. Stahlbaumer, who just picked up that foul. Dollinghouse, his second free throw is up, and that one hits off the rim a couple of times, no good, and the rebound. 5:43 left, third quarter. 32-26 again, our score. Hanover by six. Frankfurt with the basketball. Rogers left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Armstrong. Now Dollinghouse, a bounce pass to Rogers, gets it right back. Good pass to Gross, left side in the corner. Now here's a left wing three that's strong, and a rebound for Juniman. Nearly had it knocked away, but gathered. So here's Juniman. 13 points in the game. The lead for Hanover is 6, 32-26. Here's Zarebnicki. Difficult shot inside, no good. Wanted a foul, no call. Gross gets the rebound. Here comes Frankfurt. Here's Armstrong, left side on the wing, top of the key to Gross. Directing traffic here. They want to go to Gross inside. Miscommunication and a turnover by Frankfurt. And then a whistle and a foul on Dollinghouse, which will be his second. Stops the clock at 4:55. Hanover from the side will throw it in. First foul on Frankfurt here in the second half. Josh Zarebnicki with it. Top of the key, right back to Juniman, left side. Into the corner with Dimmler. They go inside to Debley. It's been a nice force tonight inside the 6'4 senior. Here's Juniman for three. Strong. Battle for the rebound, but Debley collects. And then Juniman lays it up and in, right-handed from the left side. And a whistle and a timeout. And Ben Steinlog, he's seen enough. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 4:33 left, third quarter. Lead up to 8 for Hanover. It's 34-26. Back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. At Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Good start for Hanover here in the third quarter. Not quite to the halfway point. 4:33 left in the period. 34-26, Hanover in front. Frankfurt with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Rogers right side on the wing. Hanover continuing that zone defense. They're letting Frankfurt shoot threes if they're there. Rogers inside, kicks it back out to Dollinghouse. Splits the top of the two defenders. Puts up a floater, is no good. And then we're going to get a whistle and a foul. No, they're going to call a jump ball. So the possession arrow will give it back to Hanover. Steinlage, head coach. Ben Steinlage thought it was an over and back call by Zarebnicki, but no call. So Hanover with it. Their lead is 8. Debley nearly traveled inside. Gets it off to Zarebnicki. He wants to spin. Gets by a defender, and his layup is good. Josh Zarebnicki has 6. And the lead up to 10. Largest lead for Hanover at 36-26. We're at 3:50 and counting here in the third. Right side it goes to Keller Olsen on the wing. Top of the key to Rogers. Looking left, fakes there, goes back right. Now it's skipped over left side to Armstrong on the wing. Gets to the free throw line, backing down a defender, kicks it back left side. Short corner left with Gross. Nice little cut there, and the layup somehow gets up and in for Dollinghouse. And a big bucket for Frankfurt, 36-28 Hanover. Dollinghouse now with 8, his first bucket here in the second half. Here's Dimmler. Little hop step in the lane and finishes with the contact and the foul. Keegan Dimmler, his first field goal. He's got 3 and a chance for a 3-point play. The lead's back to 10 at 38-28. Gross picks up the foul. That's his third. Team foul number 2 on Frankfurt. Dimmler is a 63% foul shooter, and he buries the free throw for the 3-point play. He's got 4, and the lead is 11, 39-28. Here's Armstrong, right side to Olsen. They go inside to Rogers, fades a little bit, left his shot short, rebound Debley, who's well past 10 rebounds here in this ball game tonight. Debley gets it, top of the key, working on Gross, works to the right block, spins inside, puts up a shot, nearly banked it in, no good, rebound for Ethan Armstrong. Here comes Frankfurt, down 11, 39-28, with under 2:50 to go here in the third. Top of the key, it goes to Olsen. He'll fire a deep three, just barely grazed the rim, no good. Rebound for Juneman, and Hanover wants to push. Zarebnicki, left side, angles towards the block, puts up a left-handed floater, no good. Rebound for Frankfurt. Now here comes Armstrong up the floor. Had it knocked from behind, and a steal. Up the floor, Juneman, and an easy layup. 17 in the game for Emmett Juneman. The lead is 13, 41-28, 2:15 left here, third quarter. Hanover has dominated this third period, extending their lead. They led by 4 at the half. They lead it by 13 now at 41-28. Top of the key it goes. Swung here near side. It's Dollinghouse. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Top of the key to Rogers. Takes right, goes back left. It's Olsen in the corner, holds it high. Hanover is packing inside, letting Frankfurt shoot threes. There's a lot of contact, no call in the missed shot. Rebound picked up by Dimmler. Here comes Zarebnicki. Lost it off his foot and a steal. Picked up by Gross. Final minute 35 here in the third. Frankfurt with it, down 41-28. Dollinghouse directing Rogers to the right wing. Rogers now back up top of the key, goes back left side. Olsen open for 3, barely grazed the rim, no good. Rebound for Josh Zarebnicki. 41-28 Hanover. Here's Dimmler. Spins on Rogers and an offensive foul. So Dimmler picked up the foul, his second. Team foul number 3. Frankfurt gets it back. It's a minute 12 to go here in the third. And a 41-28 lead for Hanover. See how Frankfurt plays the final 70 seconds here in the third, down 13. Rogers dribbles here right side on the wing. Into the corner it goes with Dollinghouse. Right back to Rogers. Fakes left, fakes right. Now comes back here to the near side. Gross, short corner right. Quickly doubled, pass tipped, out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt, now down to 56 seconds. Hanover with this zone, content on letting Frankfurt shoot threes. They are packing the paint, and everything inside gets quickly swarmed. Frankfurt has not shot it well from 3 tonight. They need a few down the stretch to come back. They're down 13 with 40 seconds to go here in the third. Gross quickly doubled. Short corner right. Gets it off though to Rogers. Rogers top. Left now to Olsen. Gets it off to Dollinghouse in the corner. We're down to 31 seconds. Think Frankfurt might want to play for the final shot unless they can get an easy one. Dollinghouse dribbles on two, and he'll draw the foul. I think it's on Debley. And it is on Philip Debley, the 6'4 senior. That's his third. And Dollinghouse to the line where he certainly had his opportunities there tonight. He'll mock in the first. He's got nine. It's 41-29. 25 seconds remain here in the third period. 41-29. Frankfurt with one more free throw. Dollinghouse knocks it in. He's got 10. 41-30. Hanover's lead is 11. Final 20 seconds to go here in the third. Dimler splits a double team. They go inside. Zarebnicki on Rogers. Nearly traveled. They get it into the left corner for three. This one is no good. Dollinghouse the rebound. And here comes Hanover with 8 seconds to go, or I should say Frankfurt. Frankfurt had an opportunity, but they turn it over. And there's a whistle and a foul with 1 second to go. There wasn't even going to get a shot up in time. It's on the floor. They get it on Rogers, his second. So quick sump's going to come in. Again, just with 1 second left, Hanover's going to have it. Throwing it in from the sideline near midcourt. Right in front of the scorer's table. Hanover's lead is 11, 41-30. Can Hanover get a shot up? They get it into Dimler. That shot's not going to count. He missed it. And we head to the fourth quarter. Hanover has won 27 straight. They look to make it 28. They head to the fourth with a 41-30 lead here at Frankfurt. Back in a moment for the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Final 8 minutes, fourth quarter, about to start up here from Frankfurt. Hanover leading by 11, 41-30, trying to win their 28th straight game, the defending 1A D2 state champions. They have certainly got a battle here tonight from Frankfurt, who came into tonight at 5-1, and ranked number 7 in 1A D1. So, starting the fourth, Hanover on the defensive side, Frankfurt with the ball. Top of the key it goes, and then a whistle and a travel is called against Ethan Armstrong. Fourth turnover in the second half. 19 in the game by Frankfurt. Hanover gets it back 16 seconds into the fourth. Man-to-man defense, full court here. There comes the double. There's a strip, and there's a steal. Frankfurt trying to go coast-to-coast and swatted by Dimler. And Dimler with a awkward stare down on Armstrong. Fans wanted the foul. Frankfurt keeps it underneath. Down 11, early fourth. Keller Olsen to Armstrong. Upside Dollinghouse. Now top of the key to Rogers. And Hanover has just stuck in this zone all night. Olsen splitting a couple, lost the handle, somehow got it back and off to Rogers. Back to the top of the key, Rogers will reset. 50 seconds into this fourth quarter, 41-30, Hanover by 11. Rogers fires a pass inside, floating shot is up and in. Keller Olsen into double figures with 10, and the lead back to single digits. Hanover by 9 at 41-32. Here's Judiman. Left corner, Zarebnicki, 3. That one not there, but Devlin collects the rebound and sticks it back up and in. And he's got a double-double tonight. A lot of rebounds. We'll get them collected at some point. Here's Rogers' fake. They'll leave him open for 3. That one's strong. Battle for the rebound, Dollinghouse, and then bodies hit the floor, and you get a whistle and a foul. Going to be on Hanover. See who the foul is on. They get it on Demler. That's going to be his third. 6:34 left in the game. 43-32. Hanover by 11. Frankfurt with the ball. Underneath their own bucket. Need to get it in. They do off to Rogers in the corner. Hail Mary's at far side of the floor. Now top of the key it goes to Armstrong. Back to Rogers. Near side on the wing. Top of the key to Gross. Left side. Dollinghouse steps in. Short corner left with Armstrong. His shot rejected at the rim by Debley and a rebound for Chase Bruna. And then a whistle and a foul as Hanover was in transition. It's on the floor. This one is on Gross, so now that's 4. Team foul number 4. 6:15 left in the game. Hanover with the ball up by 11. Zarebnicki, floater. That's pure. 8 for Zarebnicki. 45-32. The lead is 13. Still plenty of time, but Hanover starting to wear down this Frankfurt Wildcats squad. Here's Armstrong for 3, and that's a big bucket. 7 for Ethan Armstrong, and the lead is 10, 45-35. 5:45 left in the game. Here's Demler, shot short, but who's there again? Debley cleans it up. Debley with 12 points, hits out of bounds, Frankfurt basketball. 47-35 with 5:35 remaining in the game. Dollinghouse, right side, it goes to Olsen. Dollinghouse getting it back, correction, that's top of the key to Armstrong. Now Rogers has it, splits the top of the zone, floats it with the left hand, no good. Strong rebound by Demler. Here's Debley up the floor, gets it off to Juneman, high left, swings it to Demler, right side on the wing. Working on Dollinghouse, gets past him, floats it, and drills it. And gives the too small sign. Demler with 6. And the lead is 49-35. 5 minutes to go in the game. Hanover by 14. Here's Gross in the corner for 3. No good. Rebound for Zarebnicki. Then we're going to get a whistle and a timeout by Hanover as they got it across the timeline. Not sure if it's a 30 or a full. We'll check. It's a full, so let's take a quick 30. 4:49 left in the game. Hanover 49, Frankfurt 35. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4:50 left in this ball game. Hanover with it in a 14-point lead. 49-35 is the score, and Hanover's going to turn it over unless it's picked up by Dollinghouse, who gets it underneath, and then a layup is up and in. Dollinghouse with a quiet 12 tonight. Hanover out of the timeout, turning it over, leading to 2 points by Frankfurt. 49-37, lead is 12. Juneman over the top pass to Zarebnicki in the corner. They skip it to Dimler, open for three, short. Tipped up in the air, and the rebound, though, is chased down and kept alive by Chase Bruna. Dimler will fire again. This time it's strong. And another offensive rebound. This time Zarebnicki misses, and a rebound for Frankfurt. Rebound there by Olsen. Frankfurt down 12, under 4 minutes to go. 49-37. Top of the key, it's Gross. Right side to Rogers. They get it back to Gross on the block. Difficult shot, left it short. Rebound Hanover. A lot of rebounds being piled up by Hanover tonight. Averaging 40 as a team. How about the big man Debley for three? No good. And we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. I think it's on Hanover. It's Chase Bruna who picks up his second. Bruna comes out. Stahlbaumer is back in with four fouls. 3:36 left in the game. The Hanover lead is 49-37. Hanover looking for their 28th consecutive victory. They've gotten a dogfight from this Frankfurt team tonight. Currently have a little arm's length of a lead at 12. Time is starting to run thin for Frankfurt. Left side on the wing. It's Armstrong. Spins on Dimler. Not much there. Now Dollinghouse. Gets it to Olsen here on the right wing. Tough pass inside. Deflected, but Rogers chases it down. Kept it alive. And then we get a blocking foul. This one is going to be on Keegan Dimler, so that's going to be his fourth. And that'll be team foul number seven, so a one-and-one opportunity coming up here for Frankfurt, as that will put Olsen at the line. 49-37, Hanover with 3:05 to go. Olsen, a good night, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1-2 at the line. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So he'll get the bonus. He's got 11. 49-38. 11-point Hanover lead. Second one is up. Strong, no good. Another rebound for Debley, who has cleaned the glass tonight. 49-38 Hanover. We're now under 3 minutes to go. Here's Debley inside. Juneman with the assist, and Debley finishes. He's got 14. It's 51-38 Hanover. Down to 2:45 left. Rogers a floater, left it short. Guess who? Debley rebounds the miss. Left side, it's Juneman. Picks up the dribble with 2.5 minutes to go. They lead it by 13. Debley at the free throw line. Back to Juneman. Zarebnicki to Dimler. Right wing open for three. Shorts, but an offensive rebound. Stick back is good by Zarebnicki on the backside. Zarebnicki makes it 53-38 with 2:13 to go. Here's Gross inside. Frankfurt really needs a bucket. Pass tip, nearly intercepted. Still on the floor. Body's hitting the floor. Frankfurt has it now in the far corner, and they somehow keep it alive. And there's a whistle and a foul as Dimler's going to foul out of the game with 2 minutes to go. He knew it. He's already running off the floor. So Dimler's going to finish 6 points. And 10 rebounds. So Armstrong's going to go to the line, shoot a 1-1. Exactly 2 minutes left in the game, but Hanover's lead is 15, 53-38. Free throw is up and in for Ethan Armstrong, the 6-foot senior. He's got 8, he'll get the bonus. Been very good at the line this year. 86% on the season. 53-39. Second free throw is up. He left that one short. Rebound Zarebnicki, tipped out of bounds, Hanover basketball. So Hanover with it, under 2 minutes to go in a 14-point lead, 53-39. Frankfurt trying to ramp up the defense. Juneman gets past a couple, gets it up the floor to Chase Bruna. Gets it right back to Juneman. From back things out, we're down to 145. Chase Bruna holding it, waiting for the defense to come out and get him. He'll hand it off to Juneman, down to 138. Juneman steps in. Top of the key to Devley. Devley puts it on the dribble once, hands it back off to Zarebnicki. Nice pass far side, Stahlbomber layup, no good, but he drew the foul. So Stahlbomber will go to the line, shoot two, wasted a good amount of time there, we're down to 125, the foul's on Gross, and he's fouled out of the game. So Samuel Gross, held in check for the most part, 4 points, 9 rebounds tonight, his night is done, and Stahlbomber will shoot two, 67% foul shooter. A 14-point Hanover lead, 53-39. 125 left. Stahlbomber's free throw is good. And he's got seven. He'll shoot one more. 5'10 senior Joey Hardwick checks into the game, placing Keller Olsen. Back to 15. Stahlbomber's free throw is good. He makes them both. So he's got eight. 55-39 with a 20 to go. So Hanover looking good and about to win their 28th straight game. Defending state champs will move to 7-0 on the year. Here's a hard drive and one. Caden Dollinghouse, 14, not going away quietly. 55-41 with a minute 11 to go. This will be the 11th free throw attempt by Dollinghouse tonight. He's made six of them. He missed that one. And it's going to be a rebound for Hanover. And Juneman collects and gets it up the floor. Off the timeline. Zabernicki with it. Spins at the free throw line. Had it knocked away. Cody Rogers comes away with a steal. Down to 50 seconds to go, but Hanover leads it by 14. Hardwick gets his first touch. Left side it goes to Dollinghouse. Gets inside. Shot blocked at the rim. Rebound collected, though, by Lane Loizo, who's back in. Loizo gets it inside, bouncing it out to Dollinghouse. We're down to just 35 seconds to go. Here's a three that's short. Rebound Zabernicki, and then a foul on Frankfurt, and that's probably going to wrap this one up as we're down to 31 seconds remaining, and Hanover about to shoot free throws with a 55-41 lead. Dollinghouse picks up his third. So it was team foul number six, so no free throws yet. 55-41, and we'll see if Hanover can just end up running out the clock here. As Judeman says, screw it, I'm going in. He puts up a shot that's no good, and then a whistle and a rebound. Kind of an unnecessary play by Emmett Judeman, but it's going to be a foul. After the miss, Frankfurt's going to shoot free throws down to 19 seconds left. The double bonus, as guess who? Caden Dollinghouse going back to the line. Attempts number 13 and 14. That one is in and out, no good. Been a good night for Dollinghouse, 14 points, 5 rebounds. But his team battled all night. Hanover is on their way to their 28th straight win. As he knocks that one down, he's got 15 to lead Frankfurt tonight. It's 55-42, but we're down to the final 13 seconds in the game, as I think Frankfurt's kind of backed off and content to let this one run out. As Bruna now has it, final 3 seconds. He'll spin into the corner. Hold it high, and that'll do it. As Hanover gets the win tonight, 55-42. They have won 28 straight games and improved to 7-0 this season. Frankfurt has their 4-game winning streak snapped. They drop to 5-2. Post game next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Final score again, 55-42 Hanover. Postgame next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. TBL showdown tonight, battle of four ranked teams. Hanover gets the sweep. Girls win the first game, 59-45. Boys follow a 55-42 win over a scrappy Frankfurt squad. Now 28 straight wins for Hanover dating back to last season. This year they are 7-0. Frankfurt has their four-game winning streak snapped. They drop to 5-2. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Brandon Tabman with you, getting you the rundown of the second game here tonight. We'll go through some of the numbers and then announce our player of the game. So let's start with Hanover, now 7-0, the number one team in 1A D2. They got 17 points from Emmett Juneman to go along with 6 rebounds. How about this double-double by Philip Debley tonight, the 6'4 senior? 14 points and 15 rebounds. He was just a problem inside for Frankfurt tonight. Josh Zerbnicki, 10 points and 7 rebounds. Keegan Dimmler had 6 points and also 10 rebounds. And then Braylon Stahlbaumer had 8 points as well. For Frankfurt tonight, leading scorer, Caden Dollinghouse. He had 15 to go along with 5 rebounds. They also got 11 from Keller Olsen. They got 8 from Ethan Armstrong, 4 apiece from Cody Rogers and Samuel Gross. So all 5 starters, the only players that scored tonight for Frankfurt. They had a few minutes off the bench from guys like Ty Smith, Joey Hardwick, and Lane Luizzo. but none of them able to score tonight. So actually both teams tonight, their scorers were their five starters. So no bench players scored tonight. All five starters in the books for each team. Rebounding numbers, pretty substantial. Hanover rebounds Frankfurt tonight, 43-22. Both teams struggle with turnovers, particularly in the first half. 19 for Frankfurt tonight, 16 for Hanover. Hanover just 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Frankfurt wishing they had a few back. They were 10 of 21 from the charity stripe. So again, our final scores, and we'll get them to you momentarily. I guess I'll mention them now. The girls again, Hanover gets the sweep. Girls game was 59-45. And the boys' contest was 55-42. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, Emmett Juneman led the way for Hanover with 17 points, but I'm going to go with Philip Debley tonight, the 6'4 senior. He was a problem inside, and he posts a monster double-double with 14 points and 15 rebounds, a lot of those on the offensive end for second-chance opportunities. So he is our player of the game. Philip Debley, 14 points and 15 rebounds tonight. Our player of the game, of course, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing the modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Stay locked in. Of course, Kansaland Radio here after a bit. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, running down all the scores, and we'll get some recaps in there as well. But for tonight, in a battle of four ranked teams, it's the road team getting the sweep as Hanover wins both at Frankfurt tonight. Girls final 59-45, and the number one Hanover boys win it 55-42. For Kirk Hillman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it locked. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This